CR101Radio.com. Podcasts and more. And welcome back to another episode of The Last Kingdom. I am your host, Jeremy Walker. This is episode number 11 for April the 5th, 2024. The title of this episode is Community Standards. We'll be talking about how religion and morals affect a community and the standards for which it upholds. We're going to get to some topics today: Trans Visibility Day overshadowing Easter, burning Bibles, crime stats, New York City, and what does real resistance look like? And my favorite, Richard Dawkins, and how he is now a cultural Christian. Well, welcome back, guys, to The Last Kingdom. This is Jeremy Walker, and I want to jump straight into this episode entitled Community Standards with our passage of Scripture to start. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 13. Quote, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. For all that do those things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." Unquote. Community standards is a new word that has kind of found its way in our communities and, of course, in our time, in our era, our social media. Everything we do now, somebody has created what's called now a community standard. And if you violate the community standard that is set, if it's going to be a social media platform or otherwise, there are penalties for such behavior. Now, it started on social media when they wanted to silence people, restrict free speech, because you can't have people teaching things that you call hateful. Now, as Christians, we absolutely have community standards. And you have to also understand, non-Christians, they have their own set of community standards as well. What things should be permissible in the community that you find yourself living? Now, for us as Christians, that would be our community standards are the Word of God. That's our standard. Anybody in violation of those things is something that we are going to try to restrict and prohibit. We do believe in free speech, that is true, but not in anything goes. That is an impossibility. You can never have anything where it's just, let's all coexist. That doesn't work. There is always somebody who is going to be influencing the culture the most. Now, people can live within that culture very successfully and even prosper, depending on what the culture is and the climate that they find themselves. Now, we have had so many people kicked off of social media because they violate humanistic community standards. Now, there's nothing wrong with us utilizing the technology that is now before us and participating in the various activities such as social media that we know are hostile to Christianity. And in fact, I would say that we would be remiss for not using the technologies available to us. We can now talk with and communicate with people all across the globe. And I know that there was some time back when we did COVID that people were really down on this concept of having virtual communication where people would get together on Zoom or other video platforms and have church services and otherwise because they were supposed to be inside the church. They were supposed to be inside that little room that they called the church or the sanctuary, but you had to get together physically in order to have true Christian community. Now, there's no debate about it that having interpersonal connections with people on a personal level, physically in the community with each other, is the best thing that could ever happen. But if you listen to people, it's very difficult for people to connect. Very difficult for people. Finding like-minded Christians in churches is extraordinarily complicated subject right now. I know myself. I'm a preacher. I'm a teacher. I have a Christian family. My family lives here in Southwest Florida. And one thing that I found over the years after I was converted at the age of 17 is if Christians love to do one thing, it's fight. That's just no way around it. They love to fight. They love to cause division. The one thing that they don't like to do is they don't like to come together. They don't see the Christian community as if you were going to see it from a normal physical standpoint, where you have infants, you have toddlers, you have teenagers, you have middle-aged people, you have elderly people, and then you have the well-aged, the mature. See, Christianity is described in that manner. But for some reason, people don't allow for spiritual growth. For some reason, we're all supposed to be on the same level, at the same level of maturity, at the same time. And if you're not on my level, if you don't agree with every doctrine that I agree with, then we cannot have community at all. That has been, for me, the biggest destructive thing of the church. The other part for the church is that it's just not faithful to good theology. That's another big part of it. Look at the churches today. Right now, in one of our topics, which was a world event, we had the President of the United States calling for a Trans Visibility Day on March 31st. And this was not supposed to be done to overshadow Easter, of course not, because the press secretary said that this was not done on purpose. Everybody knows that the President of the United States is a Christian. We know he's a Christian because he says he's a Christian. Just ask him, or rather don't ask him because he wouldn't be able to articulate it. You're going to have to ask the people that are speaking for him, because after all, we have a president that's not actually president and can't actually be the president if you're going to make decisions. But let's all play the game that he's still the president. It's really elder abuse what they're doing to the current sitting president of the United States. But that's where we find ourselves, and no one seems inclined to really do anything about it. So what can we do besides point it out and move on? But what happened was is that he was declared to be a Christian because he said that he was. He enjoys Easter. Well, the community standards that he is pushing for and has been doing so with, through the previous administrations with President Obama for 8 years, that was the first time that I ever saw the United States White House lit up with rainbow colors to show solidarity with sexual perversion and deviancy. And since that time, it has been out in the open, and the community standards have changed in the United States of America, what is being pushed. And now they're trying to take Christianity, our churches, our doctrine, and they're trying to appropriate our religion and our religious beliefs and say, well, that's not what Jesus would stand for. They want to take Christianity, claim it for their own, after they destroy it, of course, and then just say, we don't hate Christians, we are Christians. When you stand on biblical doctrine, you're not a Christian, because we all know that that's just an old, dusty book, and that book is full of hate. But Christianity is full of love and inclusion. The new community standards is over here with the sitting president of the United States, who wants everyone, every single person, to embrace sexual deviancy and teach it to children. And if you don't, you are not a Christian, because after all, he's a Christian. The verses we talked about at the beginning, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 13, are also echoed in many other places. Romans 6, 11 through 18 is another one where we are told not to let sin reign in our mortal bodies. People that are trying to appropriate Christianity and claim it for their own so that you are now on the outside, and they're not religiously persecuting you because you're not really a Christian. You're not properly representing the faith, because the faith is represented over there with their community standards, where evil and debauchery are represented, and it's visible. We want to have you seen that you are breaking God's commandments. We see you. We love you. We want you with us. Well, Christianity is quite the opposite. There is a war going on. But what is it really that is going on that we're seeing? We are seeing, if I was to put my finger on, the de-Christianization of the, not only the United States, but all around the world. To such an extent that there was an interesting thing that took place. And I found this out just the other day. Richard Dawkins, he is a famous atheist. Richard Dawkins came out, and wouldn't you know it, he is now calling himself not a Christian, but a cultural Christian. Now, unlike Biden, Biden claims to be a Christian, but doesn't have the cultural standards of a Christian. Where Dawkins does not call himself a Christian at all, of course not, he's an atheist. But he wants to claim a form of cultural Christian. Now, what does that mean? What is the difference between these two subjects? Well, the difference is that where we have Richard Dawkins, he sees what is happening, especially to England in particular. See, he's older than I am, and he grew up in a Christian world that was influenced by Christians for many, many, many centuries. He had a Christian heritage that he wanted to deny. He grew up in the culture that was Christianized, England, the United States of America, and the world. Now that he lives in England now, and they have been de-Christianizing England and the United States for a very long time, an article concerning Richard Dawkins and this newfound cultural Christianity that he found himself in says this, quote, despite repeated warnings, Dawkins assumed the traditions that formed his cultural identity were silly and unnecessary things that could be discarded without much consequence. Oops, unquote. Richard Dawkins is famous for being on debates and all everything else and talking about how horrible the God of Scripture is, some kind of megalomaniac who just likes genocide and wiping people out. Now, fast forward to today, and he is saying that he wants that same God, he wants that influence back in his country, because he wants to be a cultural Christian. I don't want to call you Lord, but I want to live in the world that is influenced by you and under your rule. That's right. He doesn't want to claim Christ as Lord, but likes how God runs things. In other words, let's continue quoting. Quote, in a recent appearance, the notorious atheist Richard Dawkins lamented the lost influence of Christianity, going so far as to declare himself a quote-unquote cultural Christian. While achieving a level of notoriety for his work in the field of biology, Dawkins became best known for his vocal opposition to religion in general and Christianity in particular. Now that public Christianity has been purged from his native Britain, the biologist is surprised that instead of becoming a secular utopia, the country has been slowly conquered by Islam. Like many atheists, Dawkins is discovering too late that the religious beliefs he worked so hard to destroy were, in fact, the foundation on which his civilization rested, unquote. And this is from The Blaze. This is what happens whenever you try to push Christianity out of the culture. Because there's an old saying that said that religion is cultural externalized. If you want to see a nation or a people, a society's religious beliefs, look at its culture. Look at how it treats each other, how it does business, how it interacts, how it affects education and laws in particular. Because you might have churches around. You might have buildings and vestiges of an old regime, you could say. But the two realms that show this cultural religion is your education and your laws. And whenever your education is being influenced not by Christianity, you now have a post-Christian world or nation. And whenever the laws stop being based on the laws of God, you now have a post-Christian influenced world. And that's what we're seeing right now in the United States of America. Why is it that people like the press secretary still have to claim that Biden is a Christian? Because in America today, as I mentioned on one of the previous podcasts, there is still a lot of Christian base in the world, the older people. And America is full of people like Richard Dawkins who remember what culture was when it was Christian influenced before they, like Richard Dawkins, tried to tear it down. And the danger is that people like Richard Dawkins, like J.K. Rowling and many other people all around the world, they're older, they remember. They're waking up and saying, uh-oh, we have a problem. We need to go back. Joe Rogan on his podcast recently said that if Jesus is coming back, now's the time to do it. All these people that would call themselves traditional liberals, non-Christians, like Dawkins, are now seeing what happens when they try to tear Christianity away from the culture. You stop getting people restrained by Christian values, the positives and the negatives. Christianity wants us to treat each other like each other. The concept that I'll be doing another podcast soon on integration, where schools should be okay for bringing in people, and Christianity believes this subject, not enforced integration, but the concept that we should treat all people as equals under God. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like. You are equal under God as far as what a person is. That's a Christian concept. What you're seeing today is the opposite of that. There are people who want J.K. Rowling dead. There is now, because she's been so vocal about her stances on various subjects, they are now saying that J.K. Rowling could be imprisoned for hate speech because of her stances and saying that men cannot become biological women just by claiming so. What's really interesting to see is that because Christians want to fight, because Christians neglect their duties, because Christians haven't evangelized as they should have, the world has become less and less Christian as a result. So who is God using to kind of wake people up? Who is it that's standing on their faith no matter what? The consequences come their way. Not Christians. People like Joe Rogan. People like J.K. Rowling. People like Richard Dawkins. God uses people to his benefit, especially when his people won't represent him properly. Whenever you have a person like Richard Dawkins coming out and speaking in favor of God and how whenever the world is influenced by his commandments, that's the world he wants to live in, I thought I'd never live to see the day when something like that would happen. We also have people like President Trump, and potentially future President Trump as well. He came out after this whole Trans Visibility Day stuff about Easter, and he declared that November 5th would be considered the Christianity Visibility Day, where Christians come out and are represented on the national level by voting. I heard him also say recently that we need to make America great again. And then he said, but first we need to make America pray again. Now, is President Trump also a Christian? I would not lump him into that category. Would I say that President Trump, like Richard Dawkins, understands the importance of a culture influenced by Christianity? Absolutely. One of the biggest ways you know that is that he is a businessman. All people who are in business understand that in order to get ahead, you have to play by the rules. You have to be honest. You have to produce a product. You can't be a thief. You can get ahead temporarily by breaking God's commandments, like being in the mafia and otherwise, being in government and stealing tax dollars, but that's only a temporary thing. For a person to stay in a position where they're consistently on top, Jeff Bezos is another concept, Elon Musk is another one, they have to abide by Christian principles in a Christian culture in order to move forward. Because how could they gain money in business if the culture was full of thieves? Now that's another subject for you that's been in the news, that the world is full of thieves now. in certain parts of the country? And what are the businesses doing when that society, those areas, those cities have ceased their Christian influence in the culture where you cannot be a thief? You're not allowed to steal from somebody else. What are the businesses doing? Leaving the cities. That's right. They're fleeing the cities as fast as they can move. New York City had a mall they spent $1 billion on building right in the center of New York City, and it is now going bankrupt due to theft. You cannot take the Christian restraint and influence off the world without consequence. In New York, there was also, just to touch on a subject that I wanted to touch on, statistics about the murder rate in New York City. And the thing that I got from it was very interesting, because there was all these different statistics. And it wasn't which race is the most violent. Some people would like to focus on that. But for me, it was all the various races. You had Asian, you had Latino, you had Black, you had white, yada yada. But who was it that those people in those categories murdered the most? Well, the Latinos murdered Latinos. The Asians murdered Asians. The whites murdered whites. The Blacks murdered Blacks. They, in other words, if they were going to harm somebody, it was somebody of the same ethnicity or race, however you want to call it, that was who they were going to hurt, not somebody else. The lies that are out there that racism is a problem. You are more likely to be harmed and murdered by somebody that is most likely like you than you are the somebody who is not like you. I saw an interesting meme, and it showed something really fun I thought was really interesting. It said, what you thought joining the resistance was going to look like. And it was a scene from Christian Bale from Terminator Salvation, where he is in, you are the resistance. You remember the movie. And then underneath it, it showed what it actually looks like. And it's just a normal family, mom, dad, three kids going to church. That is the resistance. And that goes along with what we're talking about, the cultural standards, going back to what the family is supposed to look like. That's important. What the family is supposed to look like. If we want to change the world, it's not overly complicated, and we don't need to resort to politics. We just need to ourselves influence those that we can to get outside of our comfort zones. There is one more thing that I want to touch on before we're done. We are developing some things at the website CR101 Radio. Bible studies for children and families. And this is something that I had worked on a long time ago with my kids. And I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, we work in preschool. I do have been teaching children for many years. And the number one thing that is important is people don't want to teach children. They want to start with adults. I even had somebody say that. I feel like I could teach so much better if I just dealt with adults and not children. Well, guess what? Your enemies know better. If you want to influence the culture, you don't start with the adults. It's the same reason why they said you never trust anybody over the age of 30 in the communistic areas, because those people are not going to be easily influenced. The same as people like J.K. Rowling, Joe Rogan, and Richard Dawkins, who remember a world that was more Christian influenced than what we currently have, want to go back. They have to create a new generation of people, indoctrinate those children, so they won't know what it looked like, they won't know what they're missing, and they won't know what a wonderful world we could live in if we just influenced it with the Word of God. Now, for me, I think it's very important to do this. And if you go to the website, cr101radio.com, you're going to find all kinds of podcasts on there, like this one, RJ Restrini's content on there, amazing resource and libraries. And as I said, we'll be putting more content on there, like Bible studies for your family. Well, thank you for joining me on another episode of The Last Kingdom. We have our community standards. Now we just need to teach them. Thank you for joining me. God bless.